Westbrook tries to go north-south against the Cowboys this Sunday at 3 at Texas Stadium. Cowboys Countdown to Kickoff is live beginning at 1. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet, Miller Lite, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
5:17 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hardline. We are at Boston's in Grapevine today. And it is time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by our super talented, highly skilled staff of sales professionals. So, let's have you get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, polarizing radio personality in the market. A man who is looking back at his 28th year and just wondering what happened. As we all are. At least he wasn't playing You're the Only Woman. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
But that's not a snake.
It looks like a snake.
Snake.
All right, the Rolling Stones, the rumor monger, the rumor mill has started about the Stones and Mick Jagger's new chick that he's been dragging around on tour. She is a 38-year-old fashion consultant, Danny?
It says she's a stylist. Her name's Loren Scott.
Oh. Stylist.
L apostrophe W-R-E-N.
She fixes hair and makeup.
I guess so.
Well, she does.
38?
Isn't that what a stylist does?
I gotta tell you.
That's a little old for him.
That disappoints me. Is he slipping?
Snake.
Well, he can still get the
young nice piece.
He can still get the young one. That's still younger than several of his kids.
Would you? Yeah, I've seen her. I definitely would.
All right.
He's got kids older than 38?
Oh. I believe so.
There's no way. That would mean he'd had a kid like in 65 or something.
I thought he
66.
Did.
Oh, Brian Jones had three by then.
I may be wrong on that, but I thought he had one.
Maybe he did.
That we know of.
Yeah.
So anyway, the rumor was that she was causing a rift in the band because she was telling the other band members, the other Rolling Stones, to stop smoking, A, and then was trying to advise them on what to wear.
I bet Keith took that under advice.
Hey, Keith, do you mind not smoking?
I've never seen him on TV, on stage, or in a picture that he didn't have a cigarette.
I know. And God bless him. I support his smoking. He's one of the few.
What?
Usually his cigarettes are laced with heroin.
You can't prove that.
Were they in the
old days?
Read the book.
And two.
Were they in the old days?
Yes.
No way that's still the case.
Why not, man? You think that guy's stopped using drugs?
Shouldn't it kill you by now?
Not if you're a cockroach.
I mean, don't you reach a point where surely it takes over your body and you just can't live anymore? I mean, he's been doing it for 45 years.
He probably can't live without it.
Well, anyway.
But isn't he the type, it's in the book that he'll go on a long binge for a year or two, then he'll get clean for like a month.
Yeah.
And then he can start right back on it.
That's why they're the greatest rock band
but
ever.
The blood transfusion, you know?
That's all fake.
That
never happened.
That never happened.
Okay. Well, Mick is saying this is untrue, that they have their own little Yoko Ono thing going on. And Danny, you got the quote from him.
Would you like for me to read some?
I would love it.
Coming from Keith or Mick Jagger, here we go. We have not had any disagreements about clothes, smoking, or Loren, and this is all very hurtful to her. It's completely untrue to say that Loren has caused a rift between myself and the rest of the band. It's all nonsense. Everyone has their own style. And this is reported by somebody named AP.
The Associated Press.
AP?
Yeah.
Arnold.
You know what? I dumped that just because nobody needs to know what it is.
Right. Well, we can keep
it. Good idea.
God.
Wow. I'm sorry. I didn't know that was like the...
Yes, that's secret.
That's the Holy Grail, man.
Snake.
Nobody
Snake.
Knows what
Good
that
move,
is.
Good move, Danny.
Snake.
Right. Good move. Well, we'll continue to track that story The Rolling Stones.
Why? It's pretty much over.
It's untrue.
Well, I don't know that it's over.
May not be over.
There may be something to
it. Don't you think there were probably some rumblings about Yoko back in the day that people dismissed?
Yeah, was that story over?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I'm Mick Jagger, I know which way I know whose side I take in this.
Mick's?
His bandmates.
Right.
I guarantee you he won't.
You can get another girl.
I guarantee you he won't.
Well, he can get any girl. Monica Lewinsky is studying at the London School of Economics.
Oh.
Because she says she wants to get away from all the press over here.
It'll never happen. And she's labeled forever.
Now, her PR manager...
Why does she have a PR person?
Hang on. She wants to get away from it all, Grego. She doesn't want any of this attention. But her PR manager is said to be trolling the British media, looking for someone to give Lewinsky $100,000 for her first interview as a UK resident. But she wants to stay out of the limelight. What a slut.
Oh, she's called not so bad.
What do you mean?
In what way?
Well, in any way. Let's not condemn her.
She
almost brought down a president.
Yeah?
I mean, she almost brought it down.
Condemn her for that, huh?
No, I'm not condemning her for that. I'm condemning her for this. I gotta get out of America. It's just too tough on me and my family.
But yeah, you go over there and hire a publicist and start shopping interviews.
Right. Yeah,
they don't have any tabloids in London, do they?
No.
Yeah, that's
no.
A good place to go. Why don't you go down there and hang out on Fleet Street?
I hate her.
Why? Why do you hate her?
Because she's a whore.
You know what? You don't do that to the president.
No, you don't.
You say, thank you, sir. I respectfully decline.
You're welcome.
Now go in the other room and take care of yourself.
Hey, the president did it to himself.
No, she did it to the president.
And besides that, the president was a liberal Democrat.
Yeah. Remember the economy? Remember that? I do.
What about the economy?
I remember when I was paid $500 to step into a fountain, to put my big toe in a fountain. I was given five crisp $100 bills.
Cobra.
And that was during the Clinton reign.
Oh, you
I thought that was all in Piaster.
Yeah.
Snake.
That's before 9/11.
Quarter.
Yeah? Hey?
Coral.
Things have changed.
There was a massive rock collaboration last night.
God. Snake.
There was a $1,000 ticket price out there for the collaboration of Pearl Jam and Robert Plant.
Hey, Bob Plant's in town tonight.
I know.
Not very far from here.
He was in Chicago last night. This is a benefit for Hurricane Katrina. Pearl Jam put this on, asked Robert Plant to come be a part of it. Now, they did say, you're going to have to open for us, which he didn't like. But he finally acquiesced, saying, you know what, it's for a good cause.
I wouldn't have done that if I'm him.
Well, he did it.
Tell him I don't open for
people. They're bigger than he is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but he's part of Led Zeppelin, so that automatically makes him bigger than that.
No.
Have you heard him lately?
It doesn't matter. He's part of Led Zeppelin.
Well, that's like saying, you know, Bob Dylan should close every show, you know, if he was touring around with Pearl Jam or something. I mean, some guys have had it.
A little bit of difference in Bob Dylan and Led Zeppelin.
Well, I hear Bob Plant.
Huh?
I hear Bob Plant still got chops. And he gets up there and plays his set, which was mostly from his new album. But then he played Black Dog, which I could do without.
Yeah.
And Four Sticks.
That song's a day.
Yeah.
Black Dog is the worst Led Zeppelin song ever.
I agree.
It's horrible.
So then Pearl Jam gets up there.
And the Bone plays it once a day.
Pearl Jam gets up there. They play their two-hour set. And when they're done, they're playing their smash hit, Given to Fly, which leads into going to California. And out comes Bob Plant. And sings Going to California with Pearl Jam.
That's not a real good song either.
Going to California.
And that is a great song.
To California.
I don't like that too much.
Love that acoustic Zeppelin.
When they're at their best.
Yeah, I agree. Then he and Vedder traded verses on Elvis Presley's Little Sister.
Beating.
No.
Not
not.
No, Little Sister,
is,
no.
Is.
You didn't like it when Dwight Yoakam covered it?
I don't like it, period. It's a beating.
I like that song.
Then they did Fool in the Rain together.
Beating?
No, it's not.
No, that's a great song.
Mike.
Has Radio ruined Led Zeppelin for you?
Yep.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Then they said they brought the house down and there were people weeping in their chairs.
With the crunch.
As they played Thank You.
You're welcome.
They could have brought the house down with Immigrant Song.
Thank You is top two Led Zeppelin song for me. 10 years gone and Thank You.
Oh, come on.
What do you mean, come on?
What about the Immigrant Song?
Thank You's not
that great.
What you
lighting up over there?
What about the Rain Song?
What about Over the Hills and Far Away?
What about Tangerine?
I like Thank You. Okay, can I like my own song?
What about Trampled Underfoot?
Boogie with Stew.
Don't get mad at me for liking songs.
What about Bronyard Stomp?
Then,
what
about Houses of the Holy?
They said Robert
Plant. What about In the Light?
Come on.
They said Robert Plant's voice was perfect on Thank You. Then they came out for an encore.
I don't believe that.
They came out for an encore, and he and Pearl Jam swap lyrics.
Pearl Jam.
To Rockin' in the Free World. They covered Neil Young. What a great show.
For a grand a ticket, it better have been.
No,
you better
kidding.
Have a Monica Lewinsky on every aisle.
For what?
Yeah, for what?
I don't get it.
Hammer.
Just hang out in a little blue dress.
You ever paid $1,000 a ticket for any concert or any game or anything?
I've paid $1,000 for a ticket once.
Are you serious?
God.
Yep.
For what?
For a round-trip ticket from here to Australia.
Okay, well, we're talking about for a concert or something.
You didn't say that. You said a ticket, Greg.
What? A ticket to a show.
No.
A concert. A game.
Yeah.
No.
I paid.
I thought we specified that.
No, I did.
I didn't. I think the most I ever paid was for Paul McCartney when he came last time.
What was that, three bills?
$250.
Mm-hmm.
I'm embarrassed to say what I did.
What'd you do?
I paid $500 for my national championship ticket 2 years ago down there in Louisiana because it was LSU and no tickets were available. Now, it was worth it because that
was
good.
And what happened in that game?
They lost, Mike, but remember, you should be upset right now.
I am.
Sooner
bad might. Night, wasn't it?
They got screwed
exactly,
by the refs.
Exactly, exactly.
Wow.
Sooner Mike. I love Sooner Mike.
Man, we got hosed in that
game.
I'll tell you something else.
What?
I'll tell you something else. We got rammed last year against USC.
Thank too. You, brother. Thank you.
You got rammed, all right.
That is the biggest ripoff ever.
Yeah, you got rammed, all right.
And we will get even.
Yeah, Matt Leinart
right,
rammed
will.
The football down your secondary's throat.
Yeah.
I'm protesting that game right now.
You can't.
As of right
I'm
now, that
you,
game
man.
Is under protest.
I'm with you. We need a do-over.
You'd like to get another ass kicking? One wasn't enough?
It'd be different this time.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, it might be worse.
We start 13 freshmen now. So
we
look out.
Our freshmen would come of age very quickly.
That's probably
right.
Enough.
That's enough?
I think that's enough E-News for one day.
All right.
Might be enough for the week.
I'll tell you this. The
contest in the Ranch Report next.
Oh. The cast of Lost.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to bitch about money. It's been 1 year, and they're
always
all...
Always happens.
Yep, it's a hit show, and all the people are like, where's my money? Give me my cash.
And they're like saying, you know, this is about people that are shipwrecked. We can kill you off pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
You can starve pretty quick.
Yep.
Don't forget about land sharks.
Right.
All right, 5:31 here on the ticket.